From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, this reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Brazil is under some scrutiny and is under some pressure, and the United States is going to be there to support our friend and partner as they deal with the significant challenges they're facing right now.
Newspaper polls have indicated about 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it's not clear that these senators would also vote to convict her. A new report by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology and the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says air pollution could lead to 570,000 premature deaths in India. The report says the problem will likely cost the Indian economy hundreds of billions of dollars each year. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in Sadr City, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. A report says the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. That's the highest figure ever recorded. A Norwegian refugee monitoring center reported Wednesday that almost 28 million people were internally displaced in 2015. This is VOA News.